USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Illinois Cook County State Attorney, Kim Fox, defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday. The state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLS she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump says Republicans will soon be known as the party of health care. But what does the GOP have in mind? Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The president made the brief remark about being the party of health care on Tuesday after news had just hit that his administration is siding with a federal judge who ruled that the entire Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Eliminating Obamacare would affect millions of Americans. This Florida Republican senator says,
if you don't figure out how you drive the delivery system cost down, you'll never get the overall cost down.
That's Rick Scott, who says even the Obamacare model costs people too much.
You know, Obamacare has been a disaster. Premiums have gone up, copayments have gone up, deductibles have gone up. We have to make sure people can get health care whether you have a pre-existing condition or not. But we've got to figure out how do we get drug prices down.
But Republicans have not yet detailed what their alternative would be. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It was a somber White House ceremony as President Trump awarded the family of an Army staff sergeant killed in Iraq the Congressional Medal of Honor. With more on the story, here's John Clements.
31-year-old Travis Atkins was trying to subdue a terrorist when he was killed. Mr. Trump explained Atkins turned himself into a human shield.
Travis wrapped his arms and his entire body around him and threw him to the ground away from his troops who were right next to him. He put himself on the top of the enemy and he shielded his men from certain death. The terrorist detonated his suicide vest and Travis was instantly killed.
I'm John Clemens.
Stormy Daniels' attorney is speaking out. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Attorney Michael Avenatti tells CBS News he is nervous and scared about the possibility of going to prison, but denies he did anything wrong. Now, on Monday, Avenatti was charged in New York and California with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike. Avenatti discusses the charges against him in California on CBS this morning.
The client who is accusing me of embezzlement is currently on felony probation in California. You know what he was convicted of? Multiple counts of obtaining money under false pretenses. It turns out, and I didn't know this at the time, that he has an extensive criminal background and rap sheet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.